Our world has changed, and it's continuing to rapidly change. Jobs, careers, and businesses are consistently disappearing. Even the way we learn and discover new things has been altered forever. Sounds a little scary? Don't be afraid. Be ready. It's your time to take control, design, and build a magnificent dream life and a thriving dream business that's filled with power. Because you are not powerless, you are powerful. No matter what's going on in our world, your power to achieve exists now, in the present moment. This is your time to do life with power by starting where you are and deciding to build your magnificent dream life and to fund that life by building your profitable dream business. I am your host, goal achievement strategist and business coach, Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast where you will discover keys to designing and building your magnificent dream life and your profitable dream business. Get solutions, get strategies, get ideas, get inspired, and most importantly, start getting results. All you have to do is open your mind and make the commitment to take action. If you're ready to win, then it's time to do life with power. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm goal achievement strategist and business coach, Pat Counsell. And today we're going to talk about why you must set goals, or why now is the time to set goals. This is all about you jumpstarting an exciting purpose for your life, an exciting purpose for the direction that you want your life to go in. So I'm going to share three reasons why you really want to be sure that your goals are in place for 2021. First of all, when we talk about goal setting is about having that vision for your life and really spending some time putting thought into what it is you want for your life, how you want your life to look, how you want your life to play out. If you are not excited about your life, if you are dissatisfied about any aspect of your life, then goal setting can really help you redefine the direction that you want your life to go in. It can give you clarity as to how to do, well, let's say the opposite of what you're doing now, so that you can get what you desire or bring what you desire into your life. So when we take the time to really set goals and actually put them in writing, what happens is on the other side of that, you're actually highlighting any unhappiness that's going on in your life. And at that point, you're now making a strong, clear, solid decision about which direction that you're going to take in order to get rid of that unhappiness. And so this is all about you doing what it takes to bring out the best in you and to bring the best into your life. So I am going to quickly give you three reasons why you really want to set goals and why now is the time to set goals. First of all, when you take the time to set goals, then you discover a clear purpose. You actually become excited about that purpose, which that makes you happier. This is how you build a quality, meaningful life. So if you want your life to mean something to you, and this isn't about anybody else, because this is Wonderful Wednesday, and Wonderful Wednesday is all about the relationship that you have with yourself. And so when we take the time to set goals, what we're saying is, you know what? I know that I'm here for a special purpose, or I'm here to carry out a purpose while I'm here on this earth. And I really want to take a look at that, and so that I can make it happen, because I know that there's something special about me, and there is something special about each and every one of you. So when you take the time to set goals, then what you're saying is, hey, you know what? We are amazing, or I'm amazing, and I'm willing to bring that to the forefront. Okay, so when you take the time to set goals, you're going to discover that purpose, which is going to bring more happiness into your life. And this is how you build a quality, meaningful life. Now, the second point that I have for you is that it helps you to become more resourceful with your time, with how you think about your daily actions and every movement that you make. So now that you have these very specific goals, you know which direction you're going to go in and you know what resources you need. And even if you're not clear on the resources, you now have a direction. And so what that means is that you will seek out resources, or you'll kind of figure out what's missing, and you'll connect with people that can help you figure out what's missing so that you can get to where it is you need to be. So it helps you become more resourceful with your time. And here's the thing, when we're more resourceful with our time, because we now have this very specifically outlined purpose because we've taken the time to write it down and we've turned it into a goal because of that, what happens is you won't waste a lot of your time. You won't allow others to come into your life and cause you to go in a direction that you don't want to go in, or cause you to participate in something that's really a waste of your time and it's not fruitful for you. It's not producing anything good into your life as far as you're concerned. It doesn't mean that whatever it is they want you to do, it doesn't mean that it isn't good. It just means that it doesn't work for you and is not producing anything good into your life. And you don't feel like you're making a difference. So that's the second point. Here's the third one. The third one is that when you actually take the time to set goals, and I'm saying this now because really we usually talk about goal setting in November, October, November of the previous year. But if you have not set your goals yet and you're a little bit behind, that's okay, because it is important that you still have time, you guys. You always have time. Even if you set goals in June, but don't wait till June, you still have time as long as you make a decision that, hey, you know what? Now is the time for me to actually design my life by creating some very specific goals. So the third point is, when you take the time to set those goals, you're going to become more inspired. And when you are inspired about the direction or what you're going to bring into your life, and you become more inspired about what you're going to make happen using your ingenuity, using your skills, using everything that you have within you, because we are built by design to win, and you do have what you need to succeed. So once you set those goals, you become inspired to tap into all of that. And you start to realize, wait a minute, there's more to me than I thought. So you're going to step up and step out and make something great happen. And so when you set those goals, this, in order for you to actually kind of tap into all of those amazing gifts that you have, then that means that you're going to start to hold yourself more accountable. In other words, you're going to become more accountable for your own personal success. You're not going to ask anyone else or make anyone else responsible for your success. And I think we kind of live in this society where it's easy to either blame someone else because our life isn't working out the way we want it to work out, or we expect someone else to make our decisions for us and make it work for us. And I think that's why a lot of people are not excited about their lives today. So many people, when I'm out and about sometimes, if I go shopping or something like that, and I say, well, how are you today? I'm okay. So people who are just okay, they are not inspired. But does it mean that they don't have inspiration within? Absolutely not. They have tons of inspiration. They have amazing talents. They have excitement that's just waiting to come out. But what happens is it doesn't come out because they have turned their lives over to someone else. So when you actually take the time, and this is a bonus, you guys, when you actually take the time to set your own goals, what you're saying is, I want to be responsible for my own life. I realize that I'm capable. I realize that I can make something amazing happen. I realize that I'm not only magnificent, but I'm wonderful. So you're acknowledging that you realize that you are built by design to win, and that there's something very special about you. And you're also acknowledging that, hey, I'm ready to take that journey. I'm ready to step out and make something happen. And so this is why you want to set goals. Now, when I say now is the time to set goals, I say that because I'm always talking about power in the present moment. And now is the time because, you know what, you guys, I think about last year for a moment, and I think about all of the things that we did not see coming down the pipeline. We did not see COVID coming. Okay. But it came, it's here. And of course we're dealing with it. However, think about all of the things that you wish you had done before COVID. So this is why I'm saying now is the time for you to set your goals. So I've given you reasons to set goals. I've given you three specific points as to why you want to do this now. You want to bring that inspiration forward. You want to bring all of the magnificence and the wonderful things about you forward. And you want to actually start acting on them now, because we don't know what the future is going to be like. And guess what? We don't have time to even worry about the future, because your power is in the present moment. And so right here, right now, if you have not set goals, I want to encourage you to just get a sheet of paper, get a pencil or a pen or something, whatever you write with, or you can use your computer. It's better if you write it out where you can just jot it down quickly. And on that sheet of paper, just put your two things that you want to make happen this year in 2021. And then start working on making that happen and do that now. You'll be surprised the kind of energy shift that will happen when you actually do that. For that point in time, when you're sitting there thinking about what you want to make happen, thinking about what you want to achieve, guess what? You're not thinking about COVID. You're not thinking about all of the chaotic parts of society or chaotic things that are going on in different parts of our society. You're not thinking about those kinds of things for that moment. For that moment, you are tapping into your own inspiration, your own spirit. And that's a great feeling. And you know what? Each time you feel like you are anxious or nervous, or you're not satisfied with your life, go back to those two goals that you said you would achieve this year. Read them and see yourself making them happen. So now is the time for you to set goals. And you really want to take advantage of the time that you have. Don't wait to see what's going to happen with the vaccine, the COVID vaccine. Don't wait to see what's going to happen with anything. Make a decision right here, right now, and set those two goals. Well, you guys, this is a very short show. I'm going to be back with lots more, and we are getting all revved up for 2021. As I mentioned on our previous show, we will be bringing some of our segments back, and it's just right now, it's the beginning of January, and I want to still continue to kind of bullet point this information to you. And so when you have the goal set all year long, as we go along, you're going to be getting strategies and information to help you stay on track and to help you reach those goals. But you got to have some goals so you can follow along with us. Listen, that's all I have for you guys. You know what? Have an amazing day and do life with power.